Welcome, everyone. You are with us this evening with the Ohio Writers Guild. Now, the Ohio Writers Guild, it's a supportive community of and for all authors. Our mission is to encourage excellent work through peer review, educational programs, and promotional events. As the premier organization for writers since 1988, the Guild participates in many community and state events. We sponsor monthly gatherings, such as this meetup, and provides an encouraging community for our family of authors. So we invite you to visit us over on Facebook. We have an actual Facebook group called the Ohio Writers Guild, and we also are on meetup.com under the Ohio Writers Guild. And tonight we are talking to Maritza. I love it. I met Maritza actually on Clubhouse. For those of you that either are or are not familiar with Clubhouse, it's a great place to kind of get your feet wet if you want to do some speaking or some interviewing, or if you want to be an interviewer, you can go over there and meet lots and lots of folks. And I see Nathan has asked how long is the interview. We're scheduled for an hour, but we sometimes go a little over, a little under, depending on the questions. So please, stay with us as long as you can, but there will be a replay. Now, the replays are actually held in my online international academy. I'm going to send Maritza the actual links that she can use. But if anyone wants to come in and listen to the replays of the previous interviews, you can do that under the KathyBenner.com. Just go to KathyBenner.com. You see my name here in my little picture thumbnail. So KathyBenner.com, scroll down to the Ohio Writers Guild free meetups and just click through and you'll find all the replays there. Okay. So I just want to make everybody aware of that. Now, Maritza, you were a former professional ballerina turned corporate leader, then successful entrepreneur. My goodness, what a path you've traveled. I am so excited to talk with you. And then, of course, because we're a writer's guild, I want to talk about your book. So I want to talk about everything, all of it. So tell us a little bit of your background. Tell us, how in the world did you go from ballerina? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it all began in New York City, Washington Heights. My parents immigrated from the Dominican Republic quite young, with little to no adult guidance. I think that back in the day, you were considered an adult once you hit 15 or 16. They were not married and they didn't even know each other. They met in New York City. So they now have been American citizens for over 60 years and they are both living well and married to one another. So that's an amazing story in and of itself for them to tell someday. It is not a fantasy or a fairy tale story. And so I suffered being raised by parents where one worked day and one worked nights. I got switched in the subway. I also am the daughter of a functioning alcoholic. So I suffered with a very Napoleonic, very authoritarian Latino dad. And my escape was always music and dancing from variety shows on the television where I couldn't get out of being in front of the TV and I'd get tossed in my room and locked in, lights out, because I wouldn't listen when I was told to sit still, led me to my first dance classes at age barely 4 years old in New York City. And the rest is a very long story that has a love-hate relationship in it. And so that led me to healing, to finding healers and helpers and people who would serve me to not only heal, but transform different areas of my life. I did marry what would be considered a high school sweetheart in that I was in my senior year in an all-girl Catholic school. Again, another part of the story, but really a place where I met friends that I have till this day. And I went to a social gathering and I met my husband, who I'm still married to. We have two adult children. And I segued into what many dancers do. After performing nationally and internationally for a long time, I was in the depths of a depression. I lived through the 80s in New York City, living in the East Village. I went through the stage of HIV/AIDS with many colleagues, friends, and teachers passing away at a very young age. I was barely 20 and I lost, three people in 3 weeks that were very important to me. life and career. And I realized I was well-equipped to perform dance and ill-equipped for life is the way I tell the story. But I did marry Joe, and we had these two children. And little by little, I found my way to group fitness, personal training, much more yoga and meditation, certifying as a teacher and teaching and guiding others to holistic well-being, really, because I was always more of a functional trainer than a bodybuilder. And okay. As I segued is how I ended up in a corporate entity where I directed spas and fitness centers in luxury properties. So if you remember the Love Boat, I was the Julie boy of very fancy condominiums and hotels in Miami Beach, New York, and Paris. And so I did that for a period of time to help cover costs for my daughter's private university. Both children attended private universities in New York. So you can imagine the cost of that. And they followed their bliss, and they're doing very, very well in creative entrepreneurial endeavors. And one of them is a journalist. His book is out in July. It's on pre-sale now. And the other is a fashion market editor. So I have two writers as children, among other talents that they have developed. And that is how I got into entrepreneurship. As I went up the ranks at NFC Amenity Management, the company that employed me, I oversaw six properties. And this was 20-something employees in the spa, fitness, beach, and pool areas of these properties that I hired, trained, and coached to serve a very high-end luxury clientele.
And where were these six properties located?
They were mostly located in Miami Beach. I did have a New York Paris property. The Hotel Athenee of Paris at the time had a property in New York City and in Paris. And then the rest were on my North Miami Beach. And what happened is they started to turn to me as their coach because they wanted to know not only how to do their jobs well, but how to do life well. And they wanted whatever I was drinking. That people get a feeling, they get an energetic feeling about people. And they said, I want what she's having. And they were younger and less experienced. And this is how I began to train, to coach, to consult, and eventually have my own company.
I love that story. And of course, when I met you on Clubhouse, I was attracted to your energy and also to just your outlook on life and what you had to offer. And so I remember saying to myself, I need to interview her. And so that is how we connected, because again, I heard you on Clubhouse and you're quite amazing. And so I love that. Now, you attended New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, and you studied human development at Eckerd College. So tell us about those years.
Sure. When I graduated high school, I was with the New Jersey Ballet Company as an apprentice. What you call an apprentice to the company means that you're learning the repertoire. You are occasionally performing, but you have not been hired under paid contract to dance for this company. And this was aligned with my senior year of high school. So my gap year was not traveling the world or hiking on mountains, but it was in dance studios at the New Jersey School of Ballet, spending a year in the hopes and prayer that my training would allow me to be a member of the company. And I had an agreement with my mom and dad that if that was not the case, then I would go to university. But my love for dance wouldn't let me go to just any university. So I went to the School of the Arts into dance therapy. And one of the deans saw me in a studio class, an actual dance class, and said, why are you here and not at the performing arts school? And so she helped me to audition for a scholarship and transfer to the performing school. And I studied there. And when you are studying for a BFA, a Bachelor of Fine Arts, you have all the academic requirements of any other student at New York University. And then you have all the studio and performance hours of being a dancer. So it was very grueling. And I went on to be hired by Ballet Hispanico of New York in my sophomore year. So now I was performing professionally, touring, and attending New York University. It was tough. And I really gave in. My legs literally felt like they gave in from under me at one point. I just couldn't keep going at that pace. So eventually I left NYU and I joined the company full time. And the studies in human development came much later. I was raising two children, volunteering at their private schools here in South Florida. And I was helping in the Spanish language class. And Spanish, believe it or not, folks, is my first language. So English, I'm an English speaker of another language. English is my second language. So I taught Spanish as a volunteer and eventually was hired at their school. And they said, we will pay for you to get an education degree. You're a marvelous teacher, gifted teacher. So that's how I ended up at Eckerd College, which is in St. Petersburg, Florida, studying human development, which serves me well today. But isn't it funny how the puzzle pieces are like a jigsaw, and then you really hear people's stories that they all fit together. So I had this high performance coaching going on and this interest in the development of humans.
So you actually took your studies in St. Petersburg, which is on the west side, but now you live on the east coast of Florida.
So that's more of the story. In 35 years of marriage, we have lived in 18 different places.
Oh my, I did not know that.
And my last name is Coscarelli, but we are not in the witness protection program. We are not a military family, although we appreciate and honor our military families. But my husband became involved with two public companies in the auto industry, and he traveled to help them develop their business. And so St. Petersburg studies were virtual, even though they were way back in the day. Okay. And they were also on campus at a satellite campus that they had in Sarasota. But I have lived all over New York, New Jersey, South Florida, and moved many, many times. I've now been on the South Florida coast for 6 years, almost seven. And so that'll be tied with being one of the longest times I've lived in one place.
Okay. So now where is it that you are actually located now when you say the South Florida?
South Palm Beach. Palm Beach. And it's a dream come true for us. Our backyard is the Atlantic.
Okay. I actually am coming to you from my condo in Sarasota.
So I'm in Sarasota
right now. Yes, this is my condo that we bought a year ago in Sarasota. Now we've been 3 years in Zephyr Hills, which is toward the center of the state by Orlando. And then a year ago, we bought this condo in Sarasota. So we're about half time in Ohio and half time here. So I'm in Sarasota. So I'm not that far from you right at the moment.
No, and in that beautiful town, it's very quiet for me in Sarasota. It's changed. I'm sure it's developed a lot more. But when the children were young, that's where we lived.
Very nice. Very nice. I love that. So now today you empower entrepreneurs and leaders to embody their most impactful selves through your holistic coaching practice. However, somewhere in there, you wrote a book. And tell us, what made you decide that you wanted to even write a book? Because we have a lot of authors that are either on the call currently or will be listening to the replay. What made you decide that you wanted to write a book? Bring us up to date from the beginning of that until you actually started writing.
Sure, absolutely. I would say that the journey began approximately 3 years ago. If you are going to work with an influencer, a coach, a mentor of any kind, a consultant, those are all different things, right? But if you're going to work in transformation and development of yourself or of a business, I think that it is important to establish authority in the area that you know well. And really, what we can know best of all is our own journey and our own story and the lessons learned from that. And we can also, as we are developing ourselves, develop others. And so I was inspired by a coach that I was working with in business development. And she's a combination of, like I am, of business strategy and mindset. And she encouraged us in her program to work on our books. But I had a funny detour, because the book that is published and best-selling is a collaboration. It's co-authored. It's called Extraordinary Latinas, and it is the voice of resilience of Latina women. And I was approached to be a part of that book while I was working on my book. So the one that is published and on the bestsellers list now is Extraordinary Latinas. I met this woman. It's so interesting how we all meet. Kathy and I, as she said, met on Clubhouse. An amazing way to really elevate your voice and your message and your speaking skills, which I think relate so closely to your listening and your writing skills. They're all related. They can't be separated as far as my belief system. So this woman, Ileana Rojas Saldana, presents this book as an anthology, let's say a collection of the stories of about 12 Latina women, some American citizens living here in the United States and others still abroad. And she helps us to bring this book together in record time. And it was released and on the best-selling list by October because that is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Okay.
So that is that, how that book came about. My coach encouraged me to write my book, which will be out in the first quarter of 2022. That book is so interesting. I hired, again, I invested, as I encourage others to invest in me, in a book coach, Catherine Moore. We began working on this book probably a good 2 years ago. And I stopped at one point working with Kathy and continued on my own. And I will tell you why I did. She's excellent. Catherine Moore is in Australia. Excellent book and writing coach, excellent publishing company. I was not doing the work. So what I write about is self-empowerment. And it is really five liberators. I shared four in my TED talk last month, my TEDx talk. I shared four liberators to our self-empowerment. Because really what we do is we decide in life, am I victim or victor? Am I empowered or not? We have this idea where we say, oh, we empower others. Honestly, we guide others with skills, tools, resources, and stories to empower themselves. And that is the book that's coming.
So it is definitely a decision.
I believe it's a choice. And I believe it's small choices, one by one, that cause a ripple that create what you are trying to create. So I believe that each decision that we make, right, feeds an action, and each small action feeds the whole. And it's the same way that this process of writing You Empowered has been for me. I want more than anything else to share these rules of empowerment, this idea, these aspects of self-empowerment. They are not new. They've been taught by philosophers, teachers, spiritual guides, all kinds of people for years. But what you have, what each of us has, is our unique brilliance, our unique stories to support these ideas and to put them into action. And so, yes, I believe it's a decision, but I believe it's also a confluence of small choices that create a big difference. That's what I've seen in my life and work.
So tell me, what does a day look like for you when you're writing? What does it look like for you? Do you set aside a time to write each day? Do you write when the inspiration kind of strikes, or do you have a system in place?
You're not going to love my answer, but in a writer's guild, people are going to say, well, that's not discipline. I do believe that discipline begets freedom. That I learned in the studios and on the stage and in life, right? Discipline, self-discipline begets freedom. But we all have our sweet spots. And I think that the first most important step, it's what I teach in my proprietary system that builds confidence and good communication, is consciousness. It's a high level of awareness. So I am aware that the morning is my best time of day. All through COVID, I had a 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. wake up time that I shared with others for accountability, which is also essential. Right.
I
shared a Zoom number with others free of charge. This was not part of my services, and said, I will be up at my laptop writing from 5 to 7. You can choose to join me or not, but I will be there. And I will say that several people really committed and they joined every morning. And I say we did that for a period of at least 90 days, if not more. So that was my choice at that time. But I also know that I am a creature who loves movement and who loves change. And not very, very many people can say that, but I truly, truly am, Kathy. Currently, I move, meditate, and journal at those early morning hours.
Okay.
And then I write, because I have found for me that a walk in nature, some dancing, some core work, some yoga, some reflection time, and some free writing or journaling is really what puts me in the space to flow easily and tell the stories and have the creativity I need. So I am less structured now than I was at the start. And I am writing probably mid-morning most days. Okay. And I'm writing something, even if it doesn't, it's so funny. I end up putting it into the file because even if I don't think that it's related to the outline I have for the book, there's those aha moments where I'm writing something and I go, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I needed for this era, this chapter or this story or this section. So it's interesting. I am a little bit a creature of change for sure.
I understand that. And I agree. I love, especially here where the weather is nice all year round, much nicer than back in Ohio, where when we left, it was 29 degrees. And so it's much nicer here because I do love to be out and everything is so beautiful because of the temperature all year round. Our complex, we're in a condo complex and we have walking trails and we have fountains and we have ponds and we, and it's just beautiful. And I love to do that walk. And I do feel inspired when I'm out and I'm just alone with my thoughts and I can kind of get into what you're calling that flow. And I can't wait then to get back in front of the laptop and get some things down. Before I go on with my day. So I love that as well. What is it that you love about your life and your work?
Oh my goodness. What don't I love about my life and my work? And don't throw things at your screen now, because I am not a Pollyanna, but I have to say I went from the very darks of some tough things and some depression. And I really suffered economically, financially, psychologically, physical pain. Oops.
You're still there. We just got your picture of you for a second.
I'm going to take you with me because I think that this battery is low. I explained to Kathy before our interview started that I got locked out of my laptop. How frightening is that? So back to your question, I will take you with me and plug us in. I will say you're taking a tour of Casa Coscarelli. Yes, there's a lot of white. I like light and white. But I will tell you this, that help me find my place again, Kathy.
It's what did you love about
this question about loving
of
life? Every day I write an appreciation journal. And as I plug us in here, you will get my full view again. There it is. And that's lighting. This lighting isn't bad, is it? I will say that the main things I love, thank you. The main things I love about my life are my health. I'm not hardcore health conscious, and yet I know how to take really good care of this instrument because it really was my instrument for a big part of my life, the physical aspect of it. I have also learned as a person interested and knowledgeable in holistic health that I can't separate mind, body, and soul. And so the things that I loved to teach as a trainer were mind-body work, which is things like Pilates, which I was fortunate enough to study with the elders, meaning the people that Joseph Pilates himself trained. They lived to be nearly centenarians, and I was referred to them for injury rehab, and I ended up learning the basics of Pilates from these women that were incredible, Romana and Kathy Grant. And so health, movement, I am so grateful in my life to live near the water. Joe and I dreamt of this for many years. We were always close, but not at the ocean. I love the freedom, joy, and abundance that I have created in change and in receiving enough to pour into other women in particular, but other business owners and entrepreneurs, my knowledge around building and igniting a business through public speaking. I love that this is the most reciprocal work there is. I was born to teach. I understand that now. I negated that. For many years, I resisted that because in the performing arts, there was a terrible myth that if you weren't good enough, you taught. If you're not good enough to make it as a performer, then you will teach, right? So I had this false belief. And so I negated this idea. And my first keynote ended with the words, "I must be a teacher."
because I'm asking many questions and finding some answers. And that is from the Traveler's book by Andrew. I'm trying to think of his author, the author's name. I will share it with you in the notes because right now it just escaped me and I don't want to take your time. But I really learned that I was born to teach. And so I love my work because teaching, to teach is to learn again and again and again. And I have an unquenchable thirst for learning. And therefore, as I learn, my clients learn. And it's just this beautiful cycle that goes on and on of growth, development, and evolution. That's why we're here. What is not to love about that?
I agree. And as I went through my career, I was in the salon industry for 25 years. Before that, I was in corporate America. Then I had my own salon business. I had 5 salons by the time I retired. And so now I could recreate myself with my passion because I didn't have to worry about the income any longer. And so then I could do what my passion really was. And it's teaching. I agree with you. And so I now have the International Academy and I can facilitate this group, the Ohio Writers Guild. And I'm loving everything about my life at this point. So I agree with that. Now, who do you typically work with and why?
I typically work with women and heart-centered men, but the majority of my clients are women. The majority are 50 plus. I am all about pro-aging, aging energetically, healthfully, and gracefully. And so these women usually either have a career and are forming a business of their own or have already started a business of their own and are looking and understanding that public speaking, confidence, and communication are really the 3 keys to building business. You and I are speaking right now. People say to me, well, I, you know, don't want to speak from stages like you do or virtually at conferences, or this becomes just another source of income, this public speaking as a professional. But there is no way to get out in the world your message, your product, and your service if you don't have clear communication, if you cannot iterate to someone exactly who and what you do. So these women are women interested in elevating their ability, clarifying their message. And I work with them typically for 6 to 12 months. And I have had women double their income. You know, one of them had a goal. She was at $45,000 a year working in a very toxic environment where she was really not treated well. And we have to, I guess, at some point take full personal responsibility. And she was willing to do that. She was highly coachable. And within record time, much sooner than 6 months into our work together, she was making $90,000 a year and in an environment where she was treated well and she thrived. So I really just take terrific pride and joy in guiding other women to their most impactful, influential selves with the best income that they can create for themselves.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, I don't want to derail our conversation, but I do want to interject at this point that for those of you that are listening to this interview that have a book that I and also Maritza, we can show you how you can turn your book into income, how you can turn it actually into a business. So just keep that in mind. Don't think, well, I'm just an author. Don't think like that, because there's a message. There is an overarching message. Even if it's a fiction book, we can help you turn that into actually income. I'm a passive income coach and I've helped several authors at this point. So I'll just toss that out there. Now, what if you have not worked with someone in a specific field?
Yeah, so that's always an interesting question that I get asked frequently. And I will tell you this, we are all human beings. So I have been very fortunate actually to work with people in fields that may surprise you, right? I have worked with engineers. I have worked with accountants. I was a keynote speaker at the FICPA, the Florida's International Conference for CPAs, in their women's program. So I have worked with quite a few in a variety of professions. But if I haven't worked with them before, what matters more is I will always do a complimentary breakthrough call. And what matters more is knowing what people's aspirations are, helping them to iterate what they really want at this point, why they want that, and what they've tried before, what perceived obstacles and challenges they have, and what they'd like to see 6 months from now. And that is something that anyone in any profession can reflect upon and share with me. Once that is shared with me, we decide together, are we a good fit? Can we together get you closer to the things you really, really want?
Wow. Sign me up.
Gary, so
your message is so powerful, Maritza. It really is. You focus on developing authentic confidence in communication. Now, what exactly does that mean? And is there a system or a process that you take folks through?
Sure. So authentic confidence, there's actually a formula for that I created. I was very inspired by the book by Mike Robbins, Bring Your Whole Self to Work. And he speaks about being authentic on the job. And this was a message that I was sharing a lot early in my business, in the probably the first 2 years of my business that's nearly a decade old now. I was really coaching, and still am, some corporate leaders and leadership teams through a 12-week process called the Leadership Journey. And what I was finding out was that people, especially today, it has changed some. It's one of the silver linings that has come out of this awful COVID pandemic, right? Has been that people have realized I was not happy around the people that I spend my day doing the thing I was doing. And people say, well, you can't always prioritize your happiness. I don't use the word happiness because I think that's conditional. I use joy. Radical joy is unconditional. Authentic confidence is similar. It is not a mask you put on. It is not who you pretend to be. It's being so comfortable in your own skin that you get to be who you really are in any environment. Like, sure, you're going to adjust your professionalism, maybe your tone of voice, maybe your attire to a particular situation, but not so much so that you're not yourself. Mm-hmm. And probably the hardest thing will ever be is people say, well, just be yourself when they want you to succeed at something. And that just makes you feel like a deer in the headlights if you're at all like me, because it's like, well, if that was easy, I would do it all the time. So authentic confidence is interesting. It's first about empathy. It's first okay. about caring about your audience, understanding what they want to know, what you have that you can generously share. So it's an understanding. So that's why I said to Nathan very early on, I'm with you. If you're here, we're together. I feel you out there, and you can feel me too. And I am here to give you, if nothing else, at least one pearl of wisdom, one actionable thing that you'll walk away with. So the first part is understanding your message, your audience, who they are, how you can serve them. There's empathy. There's honesty. I have said some things that are pretty personal. And Kathy and I haven't known each other on a personal level. And whoever is still on here with us or listens to this on the replay, I want you to feel like you know some things about me. That vulnerability, that transparency is very important to create an impact and to create relationship. So empathy and then honesty minus self-righteousness. There is so much I don't know. In fact, sometimes the older I get, the more I feel like I know nothing and I'm okay with that. Now, that's not, might not be like, wow, well, I don't want to hire a coach who knows nothing. We can be in uncertainty, self-doubt, and unknowing and still act, function, write, create is an amazing gift because life is indeed very uncertain. None of us have a crystal ball. It didn't just change all of a sudden when we have this pandemic and become uncertain. Guess what? There's very few things we control and are certain of. And if you focus only on those, you will have more freedom. You will have more joy. You will have more abundance. There's so much you cannot control, right? So even when you feel self-doubt, insecure, and uncertainty, write anyway. Be anyway. Speak anyway. This is authentic confidence. That kind of, I don't have to be right. I don't have to know everything. And finally, you go from understanding, from empathy to honesty, minus self-righteousness, plus the energy that you bring. You are energy. Everything around us is energy. Every communication is energy. I want to be known for self-empowerment and for love. Those are the two things that matter to me. I choose to bring those. And you can choose to bring whatever your unique brilliance is and whatever your story will support. So I hope that answers a little bit about authentic confidence. Communication, we would need a whole other hour, but I will tell you this. It's all about listening first. Listen first. And that includes to your own, whatever your faith base is, your own source. Listen first in silence at the start of your day, openly. Then listen to others, especially those you disagree with. Let them speak. Be in wonder like a child, curious. Really listen. And then after we actively listen, aim to understand. Aim to understand. And only after you've done that and done your research, you can start to communicate. You can start to write, you can start to speak, and it will come from your heart because you've heard that whisper of purpose, that whisper of beliefs. Steven Spielberg said, listen very intently because your purpose whispers, it's not loud.
That is so powerful, Maritza, very, very powerful. So let's say that someone wants to work with you. What kind of a time frame? What can they expect for results? Because I know those that are listening are kind of all over the map. Some have a book in their head. Some have a book in their heart. Some have a book at the publisher. Some know that they should write a book and they haven't even begun. And again, we're speaking with a lot of writers here, but then all of these writers, one of the things they want to do is they either want to get their message out, whatever that message is, and or they want to monetize somehow because this becomes their passion.
Yeah. So I guess for me, and this is just from my angle, time frame is important. First of all, anybody who's listening to this, whether it's on the replay, whether you're here with Kathy and I live, I love you and appreciate you so much. If you're still with us, that's amazing. And I hope you took some notes. But I will tell you this, in 6 months' time, you can make a lot of change for the better. You could write that book that's only in your head and maybe in your heart. You could, if it's already at the publishers, you could begin with a marketing campaign supported by Kathy and I that would absolutely get your message and your book and your ideas out in the world. I would support people, and I do support people, in 6 months' time to create a signature talk, to create, people call it an elevator pitch. I just think that's terrible terminology for modern times. And I call it a promise statement. What do you promise your reader? What do you promise your audience? What do you promise your client or your customer? And what do you promise yourself? So I call it a promise statement. If you work with me, I know for certain that I will help you raise your voice in a way that you can communicate and connect with the public and convert them to loyal, trusted-based relationships and fans. So that's my promise. How do I do that? In 6 months' time, I meet with people weekly for an hour. I provide other skills and resources and contact throughout the week. I have a question and answer session monthly, and I am available by text and email to my clients. One of the things I think differentiates me right now from other coaches out there is this hybrid of public speaking, confidence, and communication. But also what separates me is access. I am in the digital world, but not completely into passive income yet. So I provide a one-to-one service and you have direct access to me. That will not always be the case. You know, things have grown a lot in the last 2 years. And I say to people, accept the access now. Let's do this. Because not to say that you get less digitally, you really don't. You will have the same content. But I think there's a big difference to have a one-to-one high-level coach by your side.
I love that. What's currently happening in your world that you want to share?
Oh my, many good things. So one thing to join me everywhere, particularly on Facebook and Instagram under my name, because what is happening is that I gave this amazing TED Talk that relates to the book. So sometimes the book comes first, like you mentioned, Kathy, and you want to monetize and you want to magnetize and monetize your book, right? And yourself. So you're out there in the speaking world. I did the opposite. I became a speaker and then professional speaker first. And November 13th, I gave a TEDx talk. Now that is a coveted stage. Hundreds of people apply, and there were 13 of us on that stage. Sorry, I was moving a message there. So that talk, the link to that talk, which is called, like the book will be, Empowered, the Four Liberators to Your Self-Empowerment. And the link will be available by the end of December. So you want to be following me as Maritza Coscarelli on Instagram and Facebook, okay, because that is where you will get the link to that talk. So that was exciting. And I am busy, busy, busy writing because I have a deadline of January 2022 to the publisher I'm working with for Empowered, the book. So there's a lot of good things happening. I am also writing and recording a free masterclass to create your signature talk. So if you already have your book or you don't, and you just have an idea, let me help you create your story, your signature talk. And it can be anywhere from 30 minutes and we bring it all the way down to a 30-second promise statement. So you have everything in between that you can present yourself, whether you're interviewing, keynoting, directing a workshop, or just at a networking event, you will be able to speak about your message and your book fluently.
I love that, because your story is your marketing. That is how you market who you are and what you are. And that is where your authentic self comes through, is in your story. And again, for those that are listening, we all love, reality TV, because we want to know how the story ends. You know, we watch The Bachelor because we want to see how the story ends. When you start telling your story, you will captivate your audience because they want to hear how your story ends. They want to hear where you are in your story. And so that is an amazing marketing tool, and you don't feel like you're marketing at all because you're just sharing your story. And so your story is so important, and this is a great way for you to have the story that you need, no matter where you are. Like Maritza said, your story can be 30 minutes all the way down to that promise statement. And so if you're getting interviewed on a podcast, you have your story to fall back on. You don't have to prepare. You don't have to be nervous. You don't have to have a canned presentation, because all you're going to do is tell your story. And all the way down to that promise statement, when someone asks you at the next cocktail party, what is it that you do? What is your book about? And you've got your story in that one or two sentences. Yeah. So I love that. Yeah. Yes, I love that. I love that.
You know, I had an idea. Oh, go ahead. I had an idea as you were speaking that we may have online or on the replay some fiction writers, and I am not an expert in fiction writing, but this idea came in, and I really believe that when that happens, it's an intuitive hit that I should share. And I will tell you this, when I read wonderful fiction or I watch a film, I have my daughter's boyfriend is an incredible screenwriter, and he's doing very, very well. He was the writer on the most recent Marvel movie called The Eternals. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, it's phenomenal. I am not a fan of the Marvel comics and movies. This is something very different. This is something for the new world and the new age. It's called The Eternals. And when you write fiction, the thing that's marvelous about that is the development of characters, right? And so even when you're not telling your own story, you're telling the story of that character within. I was an actor and not just a dancer. And so I know that I developed the backstories of my characters so that I could play them more honestly, more truthfully. And so it's the same thing. You're going to speak and you are going to talk a little bit about your process for writing and your own story, but you also want to know your characters deeply, deeply as you know yourself, I believe.
And I think anyone that is a fiction writer does that. They do know their characters. As a matter of fact, most fiction writers are sad when the story comes to an end.
Because
they love their characters so much that they have created throughout that story. So absolutely, right. Absolutely. So storytelling is your marketing. And so I'll just toss that out there. That's another whole conversation, but yes, just know that your storytelling is your marketing, and your story is so important. Now, is there any advice for someone that's newer into either coaching or public speaking? Because we have some folks, like you said, it all kind of comes together after a while. And so we have some folks that maybe are feeling tugged in that direction, and they're a little panicked, like, I've never done that before, and they don't know where to go.
Yeah. So one of the best things I learned was that I spent more time than I care to say, although I believe everything happens as it should, and it was the perfect amount of time for me, thinking that when I made the leap into entrepreneurship and into coaching, that I needed certain things. So I had these beliefs. Beliefs are so important, right? They dictate how we choose to act or not act. And so I had a belief that I needed to do it on my own. Myth number one, you're going to put some graphics on this video with those circles and then they X them out. You do not have to do any of this alone. In fact, doing it alone will have you feeling like one of those little hamsters on the wheels, to use a cliche, but it really will. So I spent some time working this all out by myself before I took the leap to hire a business and mindset coach and begin to work with her in developing this business. And she already had a seven-figure, highly successful coaching business. The other thing, same with speaking. With speaking, I joined Toastmasters International 6 years ago. I am a distinguished Toastmaster. I have served that organization and they have given me so much. I just spoke at a meeting for 20 minutes today on expressing ourselves and self-empowerment, as I do. And so join organizations and people doing what you are doing or what you would like to do. Do not go it alone. That would be my first and most essential bit of advice when it comes to creating this. The other thing would be you need to be as visible and vocal and as vital to your message as you can be. What does that mean? Visible. We are an online world now. We are also back to real life. Attend or be at online as much as you can handle and is a good fit for you, a good connection to your message and your ideal client. Organize your schedule so that you can be with others every week. My coach told me at one point to make it a goal to meet 2 to 3 people a day. Sounds like a lot, but it's not that difficult once you get in the swing of attending, speaking to strangers, honestly, and of showing up virtually. So get yourself a coach, get yourself a community. Don't do it alone and meet new people every day.
Oh, Maritza, this is great information. Great, great, great information. And again, I want to toss out there for everyone listening to either us in person or on the replay that all of the replays to all of our past interviews are on the Kathy Benner International Academy, and you can find all kinds of different places to plug in there. There's a Build a Better Business, there's the writers, there's the bloggers, there's all kinds of groups. They're all free, and you can connect as much or as little as you want there. And with that, Maritza, tell us how we can connect with you.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I would love to connect and follow all of you back on Facebook and on Instagram, on LinkedIn as well. That's an excellent way to connect with me. And you can see my name if you touch the screen. You know how it shows our names. MaritzaCoscarelli.com is my website. There are some free resources there. Confidence to help you with your public speaking, and a place there to sign up for the newsletter so that you can get resources, skills, and tools every day to be working on your confidence and communication. And now I won't email you every day, but it's an easy way to access those, to work on them daily. And so MaritzaCoscarelli.com, Maritza Coscarelli on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and off of that TEDx stage when I provide you with the link. So really stay in touch. So I can do that.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. I love Thank that. You. And if we go to your website, can we find that complimentary breakthrough call?
You can. And another way you can do that, and I will give it to you in writing when I send you a thank you email, Kathy, is okay. at Calendly.com, yes. Which is spelled calendar, ly.com / M. Coscarelli 1. But you can also book your complimentary call right easily at my website. You will see buttons, several locations that say book your complimentary breakthrough call now. And it really is that. It really is a breakthrough call for you, for me to give you value to move forward with.
So everyone go to MaritzaCoscarelli.com and book your complimentary breakthrough call. Follow her on all of the social medias so that you can hear her TED Talk when it's available. and definitely stay connected with the Ohio Writers Guild. Now, I want to open it up for questions. Is there any questions that anyone has? We still have several folks on the call with us. As a matter of fact, we have Anthony, Christina, Jeffrey, Tim, William. Are there any questions for Maritza? Now, in the chat box, you can go to the chat and make sure that you click to everyone if you want the call or if you want your question to show up for everyone. I don't see any questions yet, but
I don't see any in the chat either. And I would say, Kathy, for both of us, that they could put their questions also on social media. So if you don't think of something now and you're reviewing your notes or you're reflecting or you see this on the replay, please know that you can private message and direct message. Direct message is on Instagram, private message on Facebook, and you can ask your questions there or at our Facebook pages.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can find me as well. If you have any questions for the Ohio Writers Guild, we're always interviewing other authors. So if anyone is interested in being interviewed in the future, be sure you connect with me and you can send me an instant message, private message, direct message as well. And you can visit the Ohio Writers Guild on our Facebook page or on our meetup page, or just go to my my page directly. Anthony says no questions now, but thank you so much for the tips and inspiration. We love it. Yes, Maritza is definitely inspirational and lots of energy. I love it. That's what I noticed first about her on Clubhouse. And yes, check out Clubhouse, by the way. It's a great platform. If some of you are thinking that you want to start getting interviewed about your book, you want to start getting the message out there, getting known a little bit, Clubhouse is a perfect way to get started. Jump over there, jump into some of the rooms and just listen in if you're not ready to talk yet. And you'll find that it's not near as scary as what you think it might be.
So, I love that, Kathy. That it's a great place to practice your public speaking because you don't want to go on too long, but you do want to, scared or not, press that, raise your hand or microphone, unmute your microphone and just ask a question. Say what you have to say or add value to the conversation, the topic that's already going on, and you will get a lot of practice at being at the mic.
Yes, I love that. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Maritza. Thank you for your time this evening. I love that you came on and shared with us. I can't wait to learn more about you. I visited your website twice already, so I'm now going to go back over again. And when I post the replay, I will post all of your links as well in the replay. So folks, if they go to the replay, just go to kathybinner.com, scroll down to the Ohio Writers Guild and click through. And when you go to the replay, all of Maritza's links will be there.
Thank you so very much for having me, Kathy. And I love the work that you're doing. I'm going to do the same and go to all your social media and your website at kathybinner.com and become more involved with the Ohio Writers Guild and share the book when it's out. I can't wait.
Perfect. I can't wait either. So thank you again for joining us and we'll see everyone next month.
Have a wonderful, it depends where you are, afternoon, evening, morning. See you all next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye for now.